You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, we cover down on it all. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's Monday all day long. A little cloudy outside, but otherwise a decent day. Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud, how are you?
I'm good. Making it.
You got to start drinking coffee.
No coffee. Zero coffee for me. Yuck. Good. I like the smell.
You have a good weekend?
Good weekend.
Oh, good.
Good weekend.
All right. Well, good deal. All right, man. We got a great show. A great show laid on for you. So listen, pretty stoked about these two callers we got. You'll hear why in a second. 3 o'clock today, State Senator Lance Bell is calling in. He just got back from the southern border. So he went down there as part of a junket, I guess it was, with a number of members of the Alabama House and Senate. They got a complete briefing, a tour. They did trips on the Rio Grande River with Border Patrol boats and all of it. And he said, man, it's a mess. Well, anyway, Lance Bell coming on at 3 o'clock, giving us a firsthand account of his view of where it is. And I asked him the question as we were texting back and forth last night, do you see things that Alabama needs to do in the preparation for this major surge we're about to see? And we're going to talk about that at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, State Senator Lance Bell. And then 4 o'clock, I'm pretty stoked about this. So we had a coup last year. We had an interview with none other than the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Well, Ted Nugent's coming back on today. And that just happened over the weekend. So just over the weekend, I'm just sitting there thinking, man, I cannot believe that the knuckleheads at Avondale Brewery, Avondale Brewing Company, canceled a Ted Nugent concert because a bunch of snowflakes got on their social media and said mean things. We may never come to your place again. Yes, you would have. But the reality is this. They canceled a Ted Nugent concert. Well, you know, this show has a direct connection. So I just reached out. And, yep, Uncle Ted's coming on at 4 o'clock today to call in and give us his candid thoughts about what he thinks about liberty and the state of cancel culture and how he feels about that concert being canceled. So y'all stay tuned for that one. 4 o'clock, Ted Nugent. And then there's a triple dipper. I ain't gotten to that yet. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, you got to know as we run today's show. The very first one, right out the gate. We're going to talk about that southern border. I'm calling this the human tsunami. I mean, folks, they're expecting this to be really. I'm not a sensationalist. I do not believe in having a lot of clickbait style headlines, but dang, this is looking bad. The southern border, I mean, it's being referred to as chaos now. Even the liberal media has finally gone, I think we have to talk about this. You think? Well, anyway, the southern border is a big hairy deal as Title 42 expires this week. And in the wake of that, they are expecting to see tens of thousands every day streaming across the border. We're going to talk about it, what it means, what are some of the facts surrounding it, what is being done or not done by members of the Biden administration, and how they've just been asleep at the wheel, it seems like. Well, number one, human tsunami. Y'all stay tuned for that one. And then number two, leading up to that conversation with none other than Ted Nugent, yeah, we're going to talk about celebrity cancel culture, because there is any number of opportunities there to review that same kind of thing. But the truth is, it's not the first time, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the last. You're going to see comedians, you're going to see, you know, the music industry, you're going to see folks in the movie industry, and how dare they speak out in a conservative tone? Well, it can only go so far. Well, right now, we're going to talk about it, celebrity cancel culture. And then the third one, revisionist history, which I'm going to talk about a little bit here in my monologue in a minute. But you know what's amazing is when you see the idea just being I mean, the liberals want to say, you're out there burning books. You're out there tearing down history. You're making up stuff about us burning books. You're actually tearing down. You're renaming things. You're taking people's names off of buildings. You're changing the names of schools, and you're ripping down statues. Don't try and tell me that we're the ones revising history. The left is revising history like some kind of a purge. So, yeah, we'll talk about it. Revisionist history, number 3 on the Triple Dipper. All right, well, listen, I got my opening comments here. Let me just say this. Historically, purges have been a bad idea. I mean, that shouldn't take me having to say it for it to be the thing. But listen, last Friday, during an interview with retired Major General Joe Arbuckle, I stumbled upon something that just, I mean, it just got way up under my skin. You may recall me talking about the fact that the great woke purge of U.S. history continues to go on, and one more item being swept up in the purge of anything remotely tied to the name of anyone who was barely involved in the Confederacy, well, it's now grab hold of the U.S. Army Ranger Memorial at Fort Benning, Georgia. If you're not familiar with it, the Ranger Memorial, it's really something to see. It sits in a grassy open area now known as Ranger Field, adjacent to the Maneuver Center of Excellence at Fort Benning. It's the place where all young infantry and armor officers enter into the combat arms. It's overseen by some true heroes who make up the National Ranger Memorial Foundation. And the Ranger Memorial was built with over $500,000 in private donations. Private, key word, private donations. It's maintained by the foundation at a cost of over $30,000 a year, again, privately. It's a beautiful monument. It's made up of large marble pillars that surround a giant bronze version of what's known as a Fairbairn Sykes fighting knife. It's the same knife that the men of the 1st Ranger Battalion carried in World War II. But one of the key elements of the overall monument is the long stone walkway leading up to it, and it's built from stones that contain the names of Rangers throughout history. No rank, just the word Ranger and their name and unit. Anyone can buy a stone, but they're very strictly only engraved for the names of those who were Rangers. Well, enter the days of the Great Purge, and the Ranger Memorial Foundation was informed most recently that there were several engraved stones that would just have to be removed, paid for with private dollars, mind you. Oh, so scary to the young troops who might be confused by the very idea that a name for which they have no personal reference should have ever been allowed. Wow. Never mind the offending stones were actually not even tied to the Confederacy, but that's beside the point, really. The association was told by the garrison commander at Fort Benning that they should be removed or they would risk having a detail sent over to do it for them. Gah. The foundation reluctantly agreed to avoid having damage done to the monument, but they went down swinging, man, and they came out with some hard, strong comments afterwards. And I have to ask, if we're going to remove the names of dead Rangers from a historical monument that was built with the approval of all authorities, paid for with private donations, if we're going to remove the names of dead Rangers from a monument, well, then when do we start removing headstones from graves? I mean, keep in mind that Arlington National Cemetery is actually built on the land of former Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Lee's house, known as Arlington House, sits beautifully overlooking the acres of white headstones where the honorable dead of our nation are buried. If the logic applied to the Ranger Memorial is to be fully extended, then are we supposed to tear down the house? Or do we have to dig up and relocate all the graves? I mean, where does this madness, this purge of history, where does it end? My last command position, personally, before my military service ended, was to serve as the battalion commander for the 1st Battalion of the 167th Infantry in the Alabama National Guard. It was an honor to serve in that capacity for a storied unit that had history dating back to the 1830s. But the unit was not always a federal unit. It originated as a state militia to defend communities during conflicts with Native Americans. It became known later as the 4th Alabama. And throughout the American Civil War, the 4th Alabama, it served with distinction, never once losing its guidon in battle. And that guidon, the unit flag, when I commanded the battalion in 2014, the members of the unit still wore a tab on their right above their unit patch that said 4th Alabama. And the battalion guidon had more battle streamers for service in every war in our nation for the past 150 years than most active duty units, but 11 of those streamers were for battles they fought while serving in the Confederacy. One of only a handful of units in any form of active service, the 1st Battalion 167th Infantry had battle streamers for participation at places like Manassas, the Wilderness, Gettysburg, where they fought at Gettysburg at the Little Round Top. During my time with the 167th, the leadership was made up of men from every demographic and walk of life. And not a one of them felt beleaguered or oppressed knowing that their unit had once been in the Confederacy. Once. But just in the last few months, by order from above, the 4th Alabama ceased to exist. It is now prohibited to wear the 4th Alabama tab on the uniform, and 11 gray battle streamers have been removed from their guidon. This is the tactic of Stalinism. Stalin and Lenin, they were well known for purges in which those deemed not fit for service in the Communist Party were just disappeared. But more than that, the Communists would even begin to rebrand history. A classic example is that of Leon Trotsky, who at one point was Lenin's right-hand man, but when he defected, official photographs containing images of Trotsky were altered to make it look as if he had never even been there. North Korea, China, Myanmar, Saddam's Iraq, they've all gone through purges of history to ensure that the narratives that don't suit the current power base are wiped from visibility, no longer able to be a point of discussion among the people. But here's the rub, y'all. In an era in which the left heralds what they refer to as diversity, it is becoming more and more apparent that they have no desire to actually celebrate differences. I mean, the fact is that the Ranger Memorial and the 4th Alabama, they've been swept up in a historical purge. A desire to push for the eradication of any memory of that which makes the current leftist power base feel uncomfortable. There's no acknowledgement given to what it means to have history correct itself. And no future citizen will be able to truly recognize the value of where we are without being able to fully acknowledge where we've come from. The 4th Alabama embraced its future by serving with distinction in World War I as the newly minted 167th Infantry, just a mere 50 years after fighting for the wrong side at Gettysburg. General Plummer was so profoundly moved by the men from Alabama on the battlefield that he said, "By God, in a time of war, you send me all the Alabamians you can find." If we erase history, if we purge names and places and statues, then what we're really saying is we cannot overcome our history unless we can eradicate our history and all the lessons that go with it. Well, how about a little credit to those who came back from a dark time with an attitude of redemption, chose freely to serve their country? History's real, y'all. History's real. And those who are obliged to forget their history are definitely doomed to repeat it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, that Ranger Memorial, it got under my skin like you wouldn't believe. The very idea, they're going to go in there to a monument and pull up stones with people's names on them because they may have been related to the Confederacy. Never mind, they're paid for with private donations. It's the same as a headstone, y'all. Honoring the place of service for those who have gone before us. And I'm going to tell you, if we keep rubbing out history like this, I mean, where does it end? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I think that one got some reaction because the text lines and the phone lines all got active. So if you want to call or text in, you are welcome to it. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And on the phone right now is a sweet lady who we just call Grandma Wanda, who calls in once in a while. Grandma Wanda from Cullman, how are you doing?
I'm just fine, and I'm stirred up. I tell you what, your monologue, you said it got up under your skin, but I got to tell you, it got up a lump under mine too. Mm. And that cancel culture, it's just so wicked. Everybody, you must wake up to what they are doing to us. They will not stop short until they have got us just where all the rest of this is leading. When a road is leading somewhere and it's not stopped, it goes to that road. And we are further down that road than anybody realizes. And this cancel culture is so wicked from the start. It's just a strategy. But this first Alabama, guys, I'm going to look. We had people. We were good people in Alabama, and we was not fighting to keep our slaves. We was fighting for our rights as we understood the Constitution.
Well.
And everyone that's coming against us is absolutely trying to destroy our country and with it everything we hold dear.
Well.
And I'm going to look up at First Alabama and see how many of my relatives died in that war. And I suggest the rest of y'all do that too. These are our people. And I'm a great-grandmother. And great-grandmothers, when we think back to our great-grandmothers, if we didn't know them, it may seem a long ways from me. And I raised my great-grandson. Our great-grandmother isn't that far back. And history does matter.
It does.
Matters more than anything. And I've been hearing, like even in the Bible, that God says, remember, 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 remember. And when they remember God, they went forward. When they forgot God, they went backwards. And that's exactly what the enemy is trying to do. So in the name of Jesus, pray, find out about, and teach your children history. Grandmas, you've got it inside you. Open your mouth. Teach your children history. Tell them your stories, Grandma.
Well, I
want to say I have two books to recommend. A Christian in Cancel Culture, and Where Do We Go From Here? You can look those up.
That's great
and
stuff.
Also, I have one other thing to say.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if anybody has heard about a plan to turn the sovereignty for America's health care and a whole bunch of other stuff with it, to turn it over, hand it over, to the World Health Organization, which our country is, according to what I'm reliably hearing, planning to do very, very soon, and that if it is done, it will be irrevocable.
Well, I agree. I agree with you, and you nailed it. The World Health Organization is a story that I think is still developing, and we're going to be diving into that sometime soon too. So thank you for bringing that up. But Grandma Wanda, thank you too for pointing out that we've got to remember our history. We've got to teach it to our kids. And that it was the fourth, by the way, it's not the first, it's a fourth Alabama. And what people don't do on the left is they won't give credit to the fact that it was the fourth Alabama in the Confederacy, but it became, that same unit became the 167th Infantry and fought with distinction for our country in World War I, World War II, and all the way up to now. It's like they only want to remember the parts that fit their narrative, and then they want to eradicate that so that it crushes history, and we can't do that.
And they care nothing for truth. The truth is their enemy. They are fighting to keep the American people from knowing the truth.
Well, Grandma Wanda, I'm up against a commercial, but I love you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
We have a great audience, man. And I love it that I've got everything from high school kids to great-grandmothers who call into this show. That is just cool. All right, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. I'll get a few texts, tell you about a few dynamic things happening, and then head into the Triple Dipper. We'll be right back.